from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, look who's back.
Oh, boy. Is he calling us from Paris, France?
He might be. Live from Olympic Village, probably, or probably he wouldn't slum it at the Olympic Village. He'd be where the USA basketball team is. What's up, Kamara?
How you doing, man? I just want to call and say hello, man. It's been a while.
Yeah,
we was talking about you the other day.
It's been a while.
It's busy season, man.
Oh, busy. Well, why is it?
What, are more lawsuits filed in the summer?
No, campaign season.
Okay, all right. Ah, say less. I got you. Yeah. They say Kamara's the one who got Kamala the nominee. They had to go to Joe. I heard it was Kamara that went to Joe.
Okay.
And said, "Hey,
that's crazy.
Out of the way, Grandpa.
Hey, step off, Grandpa."
I can tell you though, I did know that it was gonna be Kamala 4 days before it was gonna be Kamala.
See?
I believe
Kamara.
I can tell you that.
See, so what's better? So what's a greater call from Kamara? The soon to be the presidential nominee of Kamala Harris or De'Aaron Fox pulling up and beating Orlando?
De'Aaron Fox.
I think so too.
Yeah, De'Aaron Fox.
My old intern, my mentee works in the VP Harris's office, and we speak regularly. So that's
man.
What I'll say.
Connected, man.
Big time. What do you didn't call us with that nugget,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you don't see on text us that. You don't put that in the group chat.
What's up, man?
While Kamara's here, I'm gonna bring one of the group chat discussions that we had to the air because it fits. So you've been saying Jalen Brunson is better than Fox. You see him as a number 9 point guard in the league. You think that's fair? Too low? Like, what you think about that?
Number 9. I don't see. So who's on that list? Again, I've been out of it.
The list 1 through 9, and I'm going to start with 1 and go to 9, is Luka, SGA, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton, Steph, Tyrese Maxey, Ja Morant, Dame is 8, and De'Aaron is 9.
No, I don't agree with that list. I don't agree with that list. I don't know if I put him number 9 in the league. I mean, De'Aaron is he's become a 3-level scorer now, right? And he can play on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of that too is the stat bias. You know what I mean? Like I don't know where I put him, but I mean, I like Maxey, but I wouldn't put Maxey over him.
The crazy thing about that, Kamara, though, is like he's got better stats than all these people.
I mean,
that's crazy. That part too.
You know, I listen. I'll say this, and I guess you know I haven't been watching a lot of the Kings talk or whatnot, but I did see a little bit of that. How the Rosen wasn't was considered one of the worst offseason moves.
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought he was about to say, I saw they signed DeRozan. Like, where have you been?
Yeah, yeah. All I'll say is that it's better that they have lower expectations about Sack. I mean, I think even last year there was a murmur that Minnesota was not going to be a good team, and they become like the top seed or one of the top seeds. So, you know, it, all this conjecture about teams, whether or not what they're going to do, you know, how they're going to perform. Remember the whole thing, like, I don't see Carl Anthony Towns and, you know, Gobert being able to play together, and they showed they could, right? And so these guys don't really know what they're talking about. These guys are just, they profiteer off of poor understanding of assets and team play. And so, and that even filters down to, like, Sacramento. They don't really know how Sack's going to play. They don't know how Sack's going to play. They don't know how good De'Aaron is. I think De'Aaron's biggest thing is that he has, you know, the sack on top, in front of his jersey, and he hasn't been given the highlights that he soon will have now that we have another playmaker in the lineup. So, I don't really know if he's number nine. Is he number one? No, but I would say he's a top five guard.
Okay.
I can say he's top five. Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. We was dancing around. Great to hear from you, bro. We wanted to talk about you the other day. I guess we'll see you in November.
Yeah, that sounds
the
about
end
right.
of November.
that sounds about right, man.
He really do be working out there. We get our jokes off. He be working down there in Orlando, man.
It's good to have friends in high places.
He does what Io does in Sacramento. Like, oh, they man. Just our two friends run two different parts of the world.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Man,
yeah, but I mean,
my punk ass hosting a radio show, KC. These dudes out here influencing policy across America, getting called old by everybody in sight.
That was wild. That may be a top 10 moment.
For the show. Listen, pal, the game is the game.
You and Jesse in the same generation. Get out of here.
That's crazy.
You're the reason why I can't buy a house, huh?
Yeah, man. But I look at we were talking about Jamal Murray and the windows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think the Kings, their windows being propped open. It's their, you know, hands are under the windowsill and they're about to be pushed open.
Mm-hmm.
The hands are on top of the windowsill for Denver. Mm-hmm. About to be pushed down. Not there yet.
Yeah.
The Clippers, the jello jiggling, everything, that, yeah. All that other stuff. They didn't put the lock on it. They put the deadbolt and then close the curtains. It's over.
Championship window.
Championship window.
Over.
Doesn't mean they can't be a good team. I think the Warriors window's closed.
Oh, I think so, too. I don't think the Warriors are winning this.
And that's not a diss, everybody. They had an 8-9-year run.
It was wide open for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Just breathe. It wasn't even a window for them. It was like the sliding glass door was open.
It was French doors. They're just open.
I wouldn't know. Like, I just have a regular.
Settle down.
I just have a regular door.
I don't even think that's true.
It's very true. It's just a regular sliding glass door.
For now. For now.
What's Minnesota?
Minnesota's
opening?
It's open. It's
open.
Open. It's open. It is open.
And staying still.
It's staying still.
Okay.
It is open. I think OKC's there as well.
I think OKC's is still they're you can't be sliding glass door territory until you win a title. Yeah. But I feel, man, I thought they had a great offseason.
I'm not OKC is my Minnesota.
Okay.
What
Minnesota is to me.
Exactly.
I got you.
I'm like, all right, that's all right. I want to see that level again.
Well, we each got one then. Okay.
Yeah. I want to see that level again. You're good. You're top three, top four for sure. But best team in the Western Conference, I gotta see a little bit more.
How open is Dallas's window?
That's a great question.
Like, did they sneak out? And they got caught. What are we doing? What are we doing? How do we feel?
It's pretty close to that. It's pretty close to that, if you ask me.
Pop's about to catch them just as they sneak back in, and that thing about to be over.
It's pretty close to that because I'd be I'd be shocked if they got to the finals.
What Prop say at the end of house party? I'm going to whoop your ass till I get tired and I got a lot of energy. That's the Dallas Mavericks if they fall short this year.
I'd be shocked if they got back to the finals again. And that's what I'm...
Would you be shocked if they got to the conference finals? I would.
Honestly, yeah.
I would.
I see them winning, potentially winning a round, potentially. But that doesn't feel like nothing more than that.
Boston's entering sliding glass door territory.
That's facts.
New York opening.
Opening.
Oh, Boston, we live outside in Boston.
I would say the Knicks is propped open. If Minnesota's propped open, I think the Knicks are too.
The Knicks, I think, is open. Like, in all seriousness, they can. They're really. I think they can hang with Boston. They can get a series against Boston.
They can hang with them, and they're in a position if something weird happens with Boston that they can beat them.
What do you do with Julius? Because Julius Randle's contract's up too. He's entering the last year.
To the Kings.
Should have traded him yesterday, I think.
Like, you don't, if you're the New York Knicks, you don't need Julius Randle?
If I'm the New York Knicks, I want to see what that looks like first. I will say that. I want to see what it looks like.
I think Julius is a good player, but I feel like at this point, maybe if I can get some role players in return for him or whatever, that'll help me more than he will.
But you got role players, though. Like, you kind of need a guy that can get you 40 at any point at this point. Well, like, he kind of fits that.
That's Brunson. Like, you got Bridges now and all that.
Bridges, I mean,
OG,
you know, I like him.
OG takes his shots.
Bridges at his best isn't getting you 40. Like, you're not having those type of offensive performance.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I
disagree.
Not that he can't, but at his best. At Bridges' best, he was what he was in Phoenix, where he's giving you like 18 and he's locking up and doing all this other
stuff. But he had big offensive games in Brooklyn. Like, you're asking for a one-off.
But what did that result in? That's not at his best. That's not at the best with the team. The best Bridges you get, like the best bridges, the one that works the best is Phoenix, not Brooklyn.
But I think you can get...
That's not fair.
I think you can get, like, bridges can drop 40 and it still help you. Like, it's going to be different. You like, I don't know. No,
I'm tired of you saying you like bridges in this trash.
I love bridges.
I've been doing this all week, by the way.
I'm tired of it.
I'm brain in a pretzel right now.
I love bridges.
I'm defend the Knicks now.
We'll come back. Much more ahead. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Well, this is crazy. We're back. Stilo and KC. I'm in the middle of having this donut, but it's good. We make it happen. We make it work. Beautiful Friday afternoon. Sacramento, California. The vibes are up for everybody. The vibe is up for all millennials. Ain't that right? Just
that's funny. No, it's funny. It's good. No, go ahead. Be funny. Keep being funny. Yeah, me and John Lennon are...
That's crazy, man.
Hey, shout out to everybody who dropped off stuff. I just looked in the bin. There was a bunch of stuff for the back-to-school
drive. Oh, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm glad to hear that. We're going to be outside tomorrow.
Yep. 7901 Watt Avenue. We'll be at the Walmart from 12 to 4.
Yep.
Collecting donations, collecting basically it's back to school supplies.
Yep.
Crayons, pencils, pens, backpacks, whatever. For 4 hours if you have the ability to pull up. It's a KSFM thing. Obviously the beauty of us being on two radio stations is we could tell you about it. So come hang out with us, man. We're going to be out there. We're going to have fun. It's literally going to be D-Lo and KC. You just come kick it with us for 4 hours or 2 hours or 1 hour or 5 minutes.
Right. Maybe Bruce will come out like he did last time we had a call.
Bruce did pull up on us. I think Bruce is a little bit more in that area that we were in last time.
Okay.
But obviously we love
it. It's a Saturday, though.
Are we even sure he's allowed to listen to the show still?
It was pretty sketchy when we met. So, like, yeah, I think so. I miss Bruce. We haven't heard from
Bruce.
Had
some close calls last month or whatever.
You did dump Chicago.
That was for the Bruces out there in the second grade.
That didn't hit the radio. So I never asked Bruce like where he listens, like if he's a radio guy.
Bruce sneaks and listens.
So when you
sneak listen, but his parents only listen to let him listen to James Hamm.
Like we're Eddie Murphy or something. You've got to sneak listen to us.
Oh man, yeah, but we'll be at the Walmart, man. Come out at us.
Okay.
And get some donations too.
Yeah.
Get some erasers, get some pencils, some pens, something like that.
I'm wearing a Michael Jackson graphic tee today.
Fire.
And I walked in and I see Charlie. And Charlie instantly launches into this epic story about how he met Michael Jackson.
Wow.
And the Jackson 5.
Well,
at a hotel in Washington, D.C. Charlie is one of a kind.
He's got a story. I don't know if he's told you. He's got a story where, like, in Ohio or whatever, that's where he's from, like, back when wrestling was territories and all, he just walks into some gym and there's a bunch of, like, I can't remember who it was, but just a bunch of famous wrestlers or whatever. And Charlie's like, oh, what's up, guys? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. I don't remember, like, who it was, but it was some pretty notable names.
One of my favorite guys to talk to about wrestling was he used to be an I don't want to mess up his last name, but
Edison Hicks?
Rebecca Lobo's husband.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, his name is Steve and he wrote for SI.
Mm.
And he had a really popular column in SI, but he
It wasn't the guy who had the column at the end, right?
Yes. That's
what
exactly
was his name?
Is it Steve Russian?
That sounds right. I didn't know he was married to me.
Yeah, people. Yeah. Him and Rebecca are married. He's from Minnesota.
Mm.
So he was telling he used to, like, when we would talk, you love wrestling. Yeah. He would tell me these stories about, because wrestling was really big in Minnesota, like the AWA. That's where Hulkamania actually started.
Wow.
Hulkamania started in the Minnesota territory with the AWA.
Wow.
And he told me the story how he would regularly just go to the store and run into, like, Hulk Hogan and, like, these wrestlers who were in the AWA. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, would not say get to know him, but, like, they would be familiar with each other. Mm-hmm. Well, he moves to Connecticut. where WWE is located.
Mm.
So he goes out and does things and starts running into Hulk Hogan and starts running into all of these wrestlers. And I think that was the, like he told me how he got to, I think it was in the 80s, cover. You know, now they'll let cameras in virtually anywhere.
Yeah.
Then they didn't, and they would let him come in. He obviously he didn't have a camera. He would just have his, you know, book and his pen, and he would write down these notes about what went on throughout the day, and he'd follow Vince McMahon or Hulk Hogan around and see what they did leading into a show. But I just thought it was funny. He always lived where wrestling was really prominent,
right?
Minnesota and then Connecticut,
and just being able to see those guys in a regular, you know. Just a regular setting, you know what I mean? It probably was a little surreal, especially, you know, back then when it wasn't, the curtain wasn't pulled back as much.
Right.
You know who they are. Yeah. Like, you're just seeing the wrestling character all the time on TV, and then you just happen to go to Target.
It's like when I ran into Bob Backlund at Whole Foods.
Young man.
Looking good, young man. One of the best compliments I ever got. Bob Backlund said I was looking good. Thank you, Mr. Backlund.
Shout out Bob Backlund, man.
He ran for like senator or something, or he ran for some political office.
And like for
in United States.
Oh, yeah, I'm
in Connecticut.
Say, locally or
in Connecticut.
Okay. Was it close? Did he have a chance? Was it?
I don't think so. No. Jerry Lawler once ran for mayor
of Memphis.
Yeah. Yeah, the amount of skeletons that dude has in his closet, like, I'm just not, I don't know how no one talked him out of that. Let's get Mitch in here. 916-909-1320. What's up, Mitch?
Damon, Casey, how you guys doing? Checks in the mail.
Oh, okay, great.
Thanks. Why are you paying us? Didn't we pay you?
No, I'm not. I do this fine. I'm not complaining about money. Pro bono, no problem. For the love of it, you know? I wish our politicians had the same feeling, too. Do it for the love, for the betterment. I better stop right there. Hey, why does Puerto Rico have their own team? Puerto Rico is part of this country. Why do they have their own basketball team?
You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me that the other day. Like, why wouldn't it just be the United States? Well, Puerto Rico's like, the United States just basically owns them. Yeah. You don't get any voting rights. You don't get anything. Just stay down there. Don't bother us, and you'll be fine.
Well, my in-laws, my mother-in-law was born down there.
You're Puerto Rican?
No, his mother-in-law.
No.
Oh, I thought he said his mother was.
Puerto Rican Mitch would be crazy.
And my paternal grandparents were from Kiev. I think you've heard of Kiev in the news. It's 100 years ago, more than 110, and history repeats itself, especially if you don't know it. Where I got to go. Before I get to baseball, Casey.
No, you guys.
Baseball team of ours, it should be like some type of algorithm. Everybody plays the same amount of minutes. You meet your minutes, you have to sit down. Come on, there's no reason why we can't get at least a goal.
Well, no, I don't like that. Just play what you got to play.
And why is Embiid playing for us?
Because he's American.
I know he's not going to win it with the Sixers.
No, Mitch, Joel Embiid is American.
He's got dual citizenship. Yeah.
Well, then, how about the little, what island is he from?
I think he's from Cameroon.
Yeah,
but he has because France is upset with him. So
yeah, France is very angry with him. You know, I just want to point this out. Becky Hammon played for Russia. It's a shoot. Look it up. Becky Hammon played for the Russian national team in 08. What are we doing here? All because she played her off-season basketball over there and had dual citizenship.
This is also something that happens in soccer, international soccer, like everywhere.
Well,
it's not that uncommon.
I think Mitch is, I'm assuming Mitch is saying, hey, you know, USA, they're the big dogs. Why don't you help out somebody else? I think that's all he was saying.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anthony Edwards said, like, France, right. You already got 2 7-footers. What more do you want? Like, Anthony Edwards is like, yeah.
Apparently that's not enough.
Shout out Germany.
No. I'm watching volleyball right now. These guys got hops.
Dude, this is crazy. Fencing is fascinating. It's two guys with swords trying to stab each other.
Yeah, this is not.
Like, this is incredible. And I love the little like bungee thing that's attached to him. This is just such a I'm just so curious with like, hey, I want to stab people for sport when I get older. This is just incredible.
Isn't the sword kind of rounded a little bit though?
Yeah, I don't think it's an actual sword. I'm sorry.
Well, at one point it probably was close to it or something like that, huh?
I still think it would bother some.
Yeah, it wouldn't feel good. There's a reason they still have the the equipment.
It's fascinating. Like, look at what this is fascinating.
Quick hands, quick feet.
Look at it. Float like a butterfly. Sting like, hey. There's got to be a ton of technology involved in this game, huh?
Yeah, I would think so. Did you?
How do you even get into fencing?
That's what I'm saying.
You're rich.
Probably a good point.
They had something happen in fencing the other day.
Didn't Aaron Donald train like this?
Oh, yeah. With
plastic knives.
Yeah, with pocket knives, like let alone fencing. He had your kitchen knife.
That was hilarious.
Crazy.
Is this video real? No, it's not. God, y'all fall for anything on the internet.
The other day, something happened to somebody in fencing, and they were down. And then two guys came off the sideline and tried to help, you know, make sure, hey, are you okay, or whatever the case may be. The person was still struggling. Then somebody a worker came and brought a chair. And they're like, here's a chair. And one of the guys that was helping was like, oh, thank you. And sat down in the chair. Said, no, get up. It's not for you.
What sport was that?
It was fencing.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Get up. This isn't for you.
Does track start tomorrow?
Track started.
Well, track start. Yeah. Like the 4,000 mile runner started today.
They'll be going for the next 3
days. I started running outside last week.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you do that?
Curiosity. I had just finished like lifting, and I got on the treadmill, and I was like, I'm not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I opened the garage and I'm just going to run.
Forest.
No, it wasn't that.
Forest Barley.
So I ran like this little, I knew like the street had two exits. So I was like, I'm going to run down that far exit. I've never seen like what's down there.
Mm.
Ran down there, ran back, and it amounted to a little over half a mile.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, that felt good. I'm going to run intervals. Started running a little harder. Had like a really good workout. And then I started to get the idea, maybe I'll start running again.
Mm. Back at it? Running today?
I did run today. No, I ran this. I'm a morning. You know, I'm a morning person. Yeah, I ran this morning. Sure. I've gotten a couple runs in, but I was thinking about some things. Maybe.
What, you gonna run Thanksgiving?
No.
You could do that.
First week of December.
Where's that at?
It's the Sacramento Marathon.
Oh.
Not there yet. Knees were like, no, this is cute. You might want to go jump in that cold tub because, buddy, you're not going to be able to walk in an hour if you don't. But I started to think about it.
Dude.
Back in the game. All this Olympic stuff got me excited. Like, oh, I can run.
Go ahead and send the facts in.
I can tell you, I ran this morning. It didn't feel good. Nah, we ain't there yet. We're not there yet.
Something about running like on concrete and stuff like that. It just ain't it for me. Like, it's not difficult. Appealing. It's not
difficult.
No. The only time I want to run on concrete is playing basketball. And even then, it's like, I don't know. They asked me if I wanted to play in the next season. I said, you know what? I'm going to take the season off. I might come back later, maybe.
They already asked you if you want to play next season, and you said no?
Yeah, it started like last week.
Oh.
They asked me 2 weeks ago, but after seeing the fourth Achilles blown out in that session, I
was going to say, the stories you were telling.
I said, I don't think I'll play this time, guys.
How many games did you wind up playing?
Three. No.
It's actually
two.
More. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Two. I think I only played two games. So, and I missed the championship game. But yeah, I was like, if I play again, I'm gonna have to spend a couple months getting in shape to go out there to be able to withstand any potential
the rigors.
Yeah. Which at that point, probably not. I went back out there. It's cool. I'll just work out. I'll just get the shots up.
Have you been following the Patriots quarterback situation at all?
A little bit. May is not the starter right now.
That's
right?
Like,
it's not looking good.
That's yeah. Like, I mean, it's training camp, whatever, but yeah, the early reports are not good.
I think the Patriots are about to be in for a bad time coming up. I hope Mayo's good. I like him, obviously, for obvious reasons, but to be honest with you, Tom Brady held that team together. And Bill Belichick's a great coach. I'm not trying to diminish him at all. But he can't turn water into wine. And they haven't I think they're going to go back into the doldrums. They're going to fade into oblivion.
It'll be them, man, or Carolina for worst team in the league this season.
Wow.
I just looked through it. Yeah, I think it's pretty easy too.
So they
one
got
of those two.
They got Jacoby Brissett there, right? Is Jacoby Brissett's back in
yeah.
I don't remember who that third string guy is, but yeah, I was just reading. I think I was reading Florio this morning, and the Drake May reports were just really bad. Mm. And it was like not bad from a person; it was bad from a couple of different people. It's like, okay, everyone has the exact same view of what's going on. That's tough.
Yeah, I wonder what's like. I'm just thinking about that franchise. Like, I don't know. They haven't made a lot of good, like, decisions, and I don't know if the same GM's there or whatever, or Bill was the GM or what.
Bill was the de facto personnel guy.
Yeah, it's been a while since you're like, oh, no, they're out here finding players. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it seems ever since they missed on N'Keal Harry, it feels like they hadn't gotten anything right. Maybe Mayo, Judon. That's the only
Matthew Judon.
Yeah, that's the only guy that
he's not even practicing right now too.
Yeah, he got mad at the coach.
He's only making $9.5 million, set to make $9.5 million, I think, this season.
Mm.
And it's like well below, I guess, his playing ability. Where he's at, like his tier of players is around.
They're about to be bad for a little while. And the killer is they better hope this Drake May thing works, because that's you're not gonna pull the plug on that for another two seasons at least.
Yeah.
So hopefully he just needs time and talent around him, and he can be good. Because if not, that'll set you back even further.
And bigger than that, that's a second quarterback L.
Mm.
You can't keep taking L's at that position, man.
That's a good point.
You cannot keep taking L's at that position.
Mm.
There seems to be, I don't know if buzz is the right word or noise is the right word, but coming out of Pittsburgh, I didn't think there was a quarterback battle in Pittsburgh, but it kind of sounds like there is. And it's not as clear cut as I thought it might be. Am I reading that wrong? Is that me?
Am I reading too many
Justin Fields fan sites?
Maybe. I haven't read a whole lot on it. Last I heard, Russell Wilson got hurt, though. He was dealing with a calf.
Yeah, he
earlier
was.
This week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, Russ might be cooked.
Man.
Russ really might be
cooked. I tried to tell you that. I think Jesse and I both tried to tell you that a couple of years ago. You didn't even listen. He kept bringing up stuff he did like the year prior.
Y'all see this, right? Everybody listening, everybody watching.
We told you.
On YouTube and, you know, Twitch. Everybody in the Masters chat is like, you see how they're doing this? You see how they're rewriting history? Wow. Wow, it's crazy.
In all seriousness, though, like, Russell Wilson really fell off. Yeah, I don't know if it was a Denver thing, but, like, just as far as being the man to, like, okay, who the hell is this?
Yeah, it was quick.
So,
Jimmy G-esque.
Yeah. fell off a cliff.
I don't know what Russell Wilson is. Like, Russell Wilson is fascinating because he did this as recently as, it was, might have been like 2 years ago. It was his final year in Seattle, maybe his second final year in Seattle. Mm-hmm. He'd start like for 8 games. Russell Wilson's the MVP of the league. Mm-hmm. Like, Russell Wilson might be the MVP of the league and it might not be close. And then the next 8 games would happen and it'd be like, whatever. Like, he's not, I don't even know if he's in the top three at this point.
Right.
And it was that actually happened a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's why it
happened like every year.
Man, can you believe Russell Wilson's never won an MVP? Yeah, like, I can. Right. If you watch him the first half of the season, it's shocking. Mm. If you watch him the second half of the season, you're not even thinking about him in that category. And it was such a weird, like, how do you, like, what type of player is that?
It's interesting and kind of goes back to one of the things we kind of touched on earlier. I think we've had this discussion, but we can ask it again. I mean, I thought when you say Russell Wilson, in my first thought, no doubt a Hall of Famer. Then when you think about it, is he a Hall of Famer?
Man, you know what changes that lost Super Bowl? Because it was obviously a dynasty that got the job done, but that feels like a Super Bowl the Seahawks lost.
Yeah,
and that's not to discredit Brady and the Patriots or Bills.
That's what it is. It
feels like the Seahawks lost that Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you have the numbers, the success that he had, 2 Super Bowls. That's a tough argument, especially if everyone's telling me Eli Manning is getting in.
Yeah, but Eli got 2 wins.
That's what I'm saying. If he had gotten that Super Bowl, that's a tough argument to not keep him in.
I think it's a no-brainer.
Now he doesn't have it. And it's like, if you guys are right, and I guess it's kind of hard to deny at this point, if the fall-off is real, I don't know.
The fall-off been happening.
He's 19th all-time in yards, 13th all-time in touchdowns.
I think he is.
He gets in, I think.
I think he is. But the way, not only losing that Super Bowl, but the way they lost it, in a lot of ways, in people's minds, especially if you live through it, outweighs the one they won.
I'm looking at his
accolades. You almost don't even think about the one that they won.
I'm looking at his accolades, too. Tom Brady's going to keep a lot of people, like, not a lot of people out, but, like, Russell Wilson has, like, no all-pros or anything like that. And that'll look a little funny a few years from now, I think.
Yeah. Justin could win this job. This year, can Justin Fields be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Not week one. I think you start with Russ.
Do the Steelers finish over 500 this year?
Absolutely. It's Mike Tomlin.
I think they got...
Mike Tomlin knows nothing but 500 ball or better.
Well, I mean, that's what history says, but...
Say it, Ken.
You hate black coaches, man. Willie Green, Mike Tomlin. I think the only thing you hate more is black dads. I can't remember how that started, but... And I remember that from year one.
They got a lot of talent, though. The question is the quarterback.
Who was the quarterback last year?
What was it?
Kenny picked off again.
He still got it, but they ended up benching him, though, didn't they?
Well, the point is their quarterback stunk, and they still did it.
Yeah. Both of their quarterbacks now are better than both of their quarterbacks last year, whoever they were.
This guy right here, man.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Shame.
Well, we put it on wax. He's going to make it. Are you guys guaranteeing?
Yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to finish 500.
Yeah.
Well, they have to finish above 500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't made a decision yet. I got to see.
I got to see. Right now, we guarantee it. You're on the other side. We will see at the end of the season.
Wait a minute. I didn't even make a decision.
No, make the decision now. The train's leaving, pal.
They got a black coach and 2 black quarterbacks, and this guy's like, well, what about Mason Rudolph last year and Kenny Pickett? Man.
D-Mac in the chat says, Steelers went 500 with Duck Hodges.
You're like that account executive that stole money from us.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Be on people. Be on people.
Oh, hold on, man. Hey, look.
Kenny picked 6.
Hold on. You see the Dr. David Photoshop, man. Come on, man. That ain't cool, man.
No. Oh, let's see. I haven't even checked it out yet.
Don't do that, man. That ain't...
No, go ahead. Share it with the class.
No, that's not okay, though.
I don't even know who that lady is.
No, don't do that, Dr. David. Come on, man. Is that Barbara Walters? Was she ever on the Today Show?
That doesn't look like Barbara Walters. Maybe it is. That's hilarious. Dr. David could go to hell.
That was rude.
That's funny.
That is rude. Mike Tomlin, I love you, dog. Love you, Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, right.
I do, man. Russ, Justin Fields, I like you guys. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem with y'all.
They have a solid squad. I mean, the defense is always like pretty decent or whatever.
They got good skill players.
They got Pickens. Pickens is very good and all that. Jalen Warren, I think he might be better than Najee Harris at this point.
Mm.
And what's that division look like?
Tough.
It's tough.
That's really my concern. If the Steelers were in the NFC,
they did it last year. The division wasn't tough last year.
They could be better than the Browns this year, I think.
Well, that hinges on one player and one player only.
He's back.
Yeah, but back to what?
I don't know. That's what I'm just saying. He's back. I don't know.
I need the Texans dude back. Because if the Texans dude ain't back, there's no conversation to have about
Cleveland. Not sure that player exists anymore.
Oof.
Even if it didn't, they were doing good before he got hurt.
Bro, they turned up, though, with Joe Flacco.
They did.
Watson got hurt, and then they got better.
That sentence
they turned up.
You just said out loud is insane.
What were they when Watson got hurt? I think they were like...
They were fine, but they were kind of right there. They were fine, but they were kind of like treading water. It was like, oh, they look good, but it's just like not good, but they're winning games and all that. But it's just, they're not, there's no flow to this at all.
It looked like he had started to find himself a little bit.
Wow.
It did look like, all right, maybe we're here. Maybe he's not that guy, but at least he's getting back. Let me see if I can find the number.
I want to say they were like 4-3, maybe 5-2.
Let's see. He played 6. We're 5-1.
Damn. And they just, when he got hurt is when they beat Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
In Baltimore.
He was fine. He was playing fine.
Damn, they were 5-1. I didn't think they were that good.
He's played 12 games the last 2 years. He's played 12 games as a Cleveland Brown.
Houston guy ain't coming back.
He's been an average quarterback, I think.
Yeah. Houston guy ain't coming back. That doesn't mean he can't be good, but Houston guy ain't coming
His
back.
Numbers that last year in Houston are absolutely bananas.
Mm.
That team was 4-12, and he put up some insane numbers. We'll come back. Stilo and Casey. James Hamm joins us.
Hammer.
Top of the hour here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out to our people at Sky River Casino. They got a great event coming up, by the way, on August 11th. They're hosting a brunch at SR Prime. That if you've never had the chance to check out Sky River, and they don't do brunch all of the time. So this is a marquee event. It's going down August 11th. You can go to Sky River's website, skyriver.com, and reserve your space because this is going to fill up quick, and it's going to be fire. I'm looking forward to it. I'm making my plans to be out there. SR Prime is an amazing place, and to have some brunch out there, spend the early part of a Sunday out there, I'm all about it. A couple of other things as we were talking about, James Hamm, of course, going to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We'll get into the windows opening and closing, and then we'll get into De'Aaron Fox and, you know, where he ranks on that point guard list that we were talking about earlier. But I think there's a couple of other things in the NFL we're talking about as well. We were talking about Justin Fields and Russell Wilson and how things are going in a certain direction there in Pittsburgh. At least it appears things are going in a certain direction in Pittsburgh. And of course, Raider fans are all too familiar with the quarterback battle right now, as their selections appear to be far less sexy than what's going on in Pittsburgh, as they got Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. I have no idea who's winning that job. I feel like it's Gardner Minshew. I feel like I've liked what I've seen from Aiden O'Connell a couple of times, not collectively. I don't know. I'm a hater because I'm not a fan of Gardner Minshew.
I think you gotta.
It should be Minshew.
Yeah, Aiden O'Connell.
So like we've all seen enough. Just he can't be the starting quarterback.
No, that was a fun little story, I think, but he's a backup.
Really
he's
a fun little story.
Yeah, he's nothing more than a backup.
Well, you know what it is. Mm. You know what it is. Maybe even more than that is I didn't see anything to inspire me and make me think he should be the starter. Not that he can't be, not that, you know, maybe he won't evolve into that. I just didn't see anything in that time.
He can win me a game or two if my quarterback's hurt. I think he can do that. But like, if I'm Antonio Pierce this year and I'm trying to win ball games, like, look at the defense they have. You got skill players all around and all that.
And
like, Minshew gives you the best opportunity to win ball games.
And we talked about it too on Sports Sunday, I think, with our guy Brandon. It was like, I think we get annoyed with the coverage around Gardner Minshew, but we both acknowledge he's not like a bad quarterback.
No, he's
just
not.
He's just kind of
He's not. But he's a bridge quarterback.
Absolutely.
Like, you're not. I guess it really boils down, you know that Aiden O'Connell isn't it.
Right.
Like, you know that.
And you look at Gardner Minshew as that, as a bridge guy. You know, a guy that I could see Gardner Minshew playing in a playoff game for sure.
He's 28, so it's not Minshew like it's not like he's old.
Dang, he's younger than I realized.
He's 28 years old.
Enough from the Raiders. I'm really watching what's going on in Dallas. If there's a way I can somehow
for
Dak Prescott to Vegas, I'm doing that.
Mm.
Like, I don't think Dak can. I don't know if Dak's ever going to win in Dallas, but maybe it's time for like a change of scenery for him or for the Raiders for themselves, though. Like, yeah, you definitely watch that situation.
If you're the Raiders, because I'm a big believer in, you know, the price is different in different situations. While Dallas has seen Dak and they've been through everything with him and kind of know it's not going to happen with him, I wouldn't pay him $55 million a year in Dallas. Is that reasonable for the Raiders to do?
Should the Raiders pay him $55 million? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Gardner Minshew's 15-22 as a quarterback. Mm. He stepped in that year in 2019 and threw for a bunch of yards. The number is, I'm going to refrain from saying what I want to say.
Uh-oh.
But I'll say this. The number that gets everybody's attention is the 21-6. 21 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
And
that's the one a lot of people hung on to, which that's a great number. Don't get me wrong. It's weird that they're selective when they think that's a great number, but it's a great number.
It happens.
And I don't know. He's such a, I don't know. He's just an interesting quarterback that I've never understood.
You know what it feels like happens with him? Is his first 5 games, he's great, the team is great. And then they fall off a cliff. It happens every time he gets like a starting job or something like that. And that might be the same thing that happens here. You know?
They were 8-9 last year, too. You don't need much, much more. Like, can Gardner Minshew get you 2 more wins? I know it's not,
yeah,
that's
he's
not the way
better
it works,
than,
but.
Yeah, like.
Like, if you throw in Aiden O'Connell, I think you're just more likely to finish 8-9 at best.
By the way, where's Jimmy?
He signed somewhere.
Did he?
Yes.
I don't know if Jimmy signed.
He did.
He's with the Rams.
Is he?
That's right. He signed with the Rams.
That's crazy.
We covered
He's
that.
He's back in the NFC West.
He signed with the Rams.
Watch your back,
Sean
McVay.
Oh, no. Hey, Sean I don't want nobody getting hurt. But Jimmy got to play Week 3 against the Niners.
That man is not playing Week 3. Are the Rams contenders?
What does contenders mean? Championship?
Yeah.
No.
I saw a path to them get into the NFC Championship game, into the Super Bowl last year.
I think I answered too fast. I don't know.
You answered hella fast.
I think I answered too fast. I don't know who's a contender in the NFC, to be honest, besides the 49ers and the Lions. Like, I don't know what we're going to get from Philly, Dallas. Like, they got talent. Who the hell knows that?
I think the Rams are there.
Rams are good, but.
Hey, so we're talking about quarterbacks for the Raiders. Is there any, you talking about watching the Cowboys, perfectly understandable given the contract issue. Is there anything to watch in Atlanta? With Kirk Cousins.
Watch how soon Michael Penix takes over that job, I guess.
Basically. That's basically what I'm asking.
Why do we say that? Why do we say it? Because Kurt, I know he's coming off of a torn Achilles, which is
it's not the biggest
issue. He's always been good enough to hold it.
And that's not what I'm questioning. I'm questioning it more from the aspect of Atlanta didn't tell Kirk Cousins what they were doing. Mm-hmm. They did it, and by all accounts, they seem to really like this kid.
Mm. I need to know who in that building believes in Kirk Cousins.
It sounds like Kirk's ready to go. Mm-hmm. So that eliminates, like, well, what if Penix starts and, you know, just it you know, goes from there. That's kind of eliminated if Kirk Cousins is ready. But it feels like maybe there's a little bit more there than meets the eye.
You took a quarterback top 10, like,
someone just paid them.
So what I think the payment weighs more than where you took the quarterback. I'm just throwing out, I don't know the specific number, but I'm paying this guy $40 million a year. He's playing.
Well, who made the pick, though?
I'm drafting this guy in the top 10. He's playing.
He got time. He ain't making no money. He got time. I'm not paying this guy $40 million a year.
I'm talking about the bench. I'm talking about trading him. But, yeah, I feel like you could do it for a year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But that's the whole point. Like, I don't think
Kirk Cousins not Aaron Rodgers.
This year, Kirk Cousins would have to play, like, really, really bad.
Which isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And people like the Atlanta team.
They're talented.
But I say people. Cool. I really meant you two. These millennials. You guys seem to really like the Atlanta team.
They're talented. They got a good team. I don't know if they're contender status yet, but they got talent on the team. Okay. But I would, to your original question, I'd put the Rams in there. It's hard to, you know, say, because I don't think they're necessarily on the same level as the 49ers. I don't even think they're on the same level as the Lions, but they're still contenders because of, you know, they're third best team in the conference, I think.
Okay.
I'd put them as contenders.
Yeah, I think they are too.
Do we think, even though there's like turmoil going on and we don't know what's happening and, you know, the future and all this other stuff, the Cowboys, are they the third best team in the NFC?
I don't know.
Give that to Philly, I think.
I don't know how you... Who?
I'm going to give Philly another chance.
They got Saquon.
Whoa, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I'm going to... I don't like Nick Sirianni, but I'm going to give Philly another chance.
I think the Cowboys are better than Philly.
I think so, too. And I think... So we're doing hot... Are we doing hot takes? I think Zeke might have a low year.
That is a hell of a...
That's almost as crazy as comparing Bret Hart to The Miz.
I think that comparison was a lot closer.
Did they ever hear?
Must have been a rare day.
He'll never hear
listening.
From him again.
I might not. Yeah, he may never talk to me again.
I mean, but I think like Dallas and Philly, they could flip-flop. Like if you could probably convince me that Dallas could be 3 or whatever.
It's impossible for Ezekiel Elliott, 28 years old, to have a good season this year.
I think so.
He won't get that opportunity. Yeah. Like, what do you think? Like 13, like how many yards would you say?
No, slow down.
Yeah, I didn't even finish.
I know it's not what it's not. Yes. It's not what it used to be. It's not, but it's you even got an extra game to do. I see him having 1,000 yards this year.
I don't think he tops 900.
Is that crazy? He doesn't top what?
I don't think he tops 900.
Yeah, okay. I don't think he has it in him. I'm not sure that offensive line is up to snuff.
I don't think he gets those opportunities either.
Okay.
But I can see him being
productive. That's why it's called a hot take.
I can see him being productive, though. Like, being somebody that goes out there, oh, he's cool. We had a nice little bounce back season. But that level
I don't think he'll be what he was in New England.
New England. Nobody will. New England just ain't getting
Mac Jones gonna get a little better too, or what?
Oh my God. What team is he on?
The backup for the Jags now.
Oof. Oh, the Jaguars.
Shout out Mac. He started his, he's gonna be in the league about 15 years because he's gonna be a backup forever.
That's crazy.
This is interesting.
That's actually a fun game to play. What team are they on? Because now I'm thinking, what team?
Who he play for?
What team did Zach Wilson wind up on?
He's on the, don't tell me, don't, he's on the,
I wanna say Green Bay.
No.
I'm going to say the Eagles.
The Packers?
I'm going to say Eagles. Who he played for? I would say the Eagles.
Zach Wilson plays for... The Denver Broncos.
Oh, damn it.
Plays for the
that
Denver
game might
Broncos.
Be a hit, though.
No, it is. Do that we have anybody else? Hit, yeah. Anybody else come to mind?
Well, we just had two. No, I don't have any.
We kind of did go through them.
Eric Armstead.
Eric Armstead went to Jacksonville.
Yeah, that was easy.
Where did... I just had one. We just... They were just talking about him. Where did Sam Darnold go?
Minnesota.
Oh, that's right.
The worst team in the league. Well, New England is doing what they can.
You see that, Brandon Ayuk? Justin Jefferson got all that money. Now he's got just J.J. McCarthy or Sam Darnold throwing him passes.
the Ayuk's representation and everything is like, hey, New England's ready to give us $30 million. Okay, we'll go.
Yeah.
And Fortnite's like, go.
Yeah.
Work out a deal.
Yeah.
Go yeah. to New England.
Go ahead, Tobias Harris. Go to Detroit. Go ahead, buddy. Get that bag. Get that bag. We'll never hear from you again.
I think I saw something where they asked Kyle Shanahan about the video. And he's like, I think that's kind of how I greet all the guys, you know, every time, you know.
You've been waiting 20 minutes to get that impression in, haven't you? Is Zach Wilson the one who was with the mom?
Yes.
Was that Zach Wilson?
Yes. Yeah. He was the one indeed with the mom.
He was the one with the mom's friends.
Well,
okay, let me see. We might have some action here. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay, I think
I don't know what he's looking for.
He's looking for a player for us to guess, I think.
Yeah, thinking we might have some action. Okay, yeah. I mean, I've got the list, so I can just ask you guys.
What list?
New teams.
Okay.
Let's see. That's one you probably know. I'll start with the easy one. Where's Josh Jacobs?
Oh, I know that one.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's Green Bay.
Green Bay. He's correct. Where is Where is Patrick McQueen? Or Patrick Queen, sorry, not McQueen.
I love when I hear Jess. I was gonna wait if you want to take a guess now. I know. The Steelers.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, with the Steelers.
I love when Jesse. Yeah. I love when Jesse's mic comes on Jesse, and then like, yeah,
our NFL off. Insider, Jesse Tapia. Where is DeAndre Swift? Former Eagles running back.
The Bears.
Houston?
Bears. Tell you, this guy's on point. It's a good one. Where's Tony Pollard? Former Cowboys running back.
Cowboys. I don't remember.
The Tennessee Titans.
Oh, my goodness. This guy. This Jesse Schefter.
NFLwire.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!